Hello and welcome to the Multi-Time Media Man.
Podcast number
35. I'm with Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
Adam Conway.
What?
Andrew Conway.
Hello.
Susan Kamyab.
Hi.
And Gadi Elkon.
Well, hello.
And I'm Brian Kluger. And we just did our In the News segment. We're going to, since it's June 1st, and we're going to give you...
Wait,
that's coming out.
Oh wait,
that's my mother's birthday.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, that's sweet.
We gave her a watermelon with candles.
You once told me your parents.
Is she?
I brought that up.
We had to interrupt Adam's Jewish rant there.
Is she a gluten?
So that's why there was an awkward pause.
No, but.
Is she a gluten? What kind of fucked up question?
I guess you didn't get the joke, the watermelon joke on Juneteenth because it's her birthday.
I got it, but I didn't bring it up. You racist.
Yeah, I was like,
I didn't get it.
Jesus.
Why is that racist?
She's gluten free. She can't eat cake. That's why it's a watermelon.
Why is it racist?
Right? That's exactly right.
Just
right?
Because somebody your likes watermelon.
Stop bringing up watermelon.
My mom's Jewish. Jewish
we're already off topic.
I had some watermelon the other day.
Yeah, what's going on here?
So since it's the beginning of the month.
And fried chicken.
We're going to give you all the cool releases you can spend your hard-earned money
expect
on.
To see this month.
On books and movies and TV. Or not TV,
not TV.
So much.
On TVs.
You can watch new TV episodes. So
new
I'll start
TVs.
Out with video games and Blu-rays you can expect for this month.
Nice.
For June, you can expect Ultimate Street Fighter 4 to come out. You can expect the EA Sports UFC game. And one called Enemy Front. There's not a whole lot of really big games this month. But in Blu-ray news, you'll be able to pick up Falling Skies Season 3.
Greatest show.
The greatest show.
Never.
Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg. The 2014 version of RoboCop. Outsiders. True Blood Season 6. Zoolander. True Detective Season 1, which I have here already. House of Cards Season 2, Joe with Nick Cage, Grand Budapest Hotel, the Lego Movie, A Hard Day's Night, Criterion, and 300, Rise of an Empire.
That needs to be a 300 needs a Criterion collection.
The Hard Day's Night is like remastered.
They're doing an anniversary in theaters.
Looks great.
We're having a good joke.
That's right.
Sweet.
Oh, Beatlemania.
All right, music.
All right, music albums this month on June 3rd. We have 50 Cent coming out with his new album, Animal Ambition, as well as Andrew Bird releasing Things Are Really Great Here, which is a Handsome Family covers album.
Andrew Bird, underrated. Love him.
I love Andrew Bird,
sweet.
Yes.
His documentary, though.
We also have a new album from Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah, Only Run.
I love that band.
They've been out of the light for a little while, but, you know. And also, for all you Pretty Little Liars fans, Lucy Hale is releasing an album called Road Between.
These two are
I don't like her music.
Well, you're going to like it.
Okay.
She likes country. Just.
We also have Modest Yahoo making a comeback.
Damn
with,
right, motherfucker!
Is he still performing under Modest Yahoo?
Yes, yes, he is.
I thought
he renounced his Judaism and is now
he
performing
did
under
renounce
something
it,
else.
But he's still, as of right now, it's...
What a nut, Modest Yahoo.
Or he's just Bob Dylan. Dylan does the same thing.
No.
Then
he
on
like,
June 9th, we
he's back to June.
June 10th, we have...
I love saying that. Bob Dylan to June.
No really good ones. Ice-T is coming out with a new album, Manslaughter.
Yeah, he killed his blonde wife.
Coco, yes.
Coco.
Ice-T and Coco. Good show.
Guys, true story, side note, this season of SVU was particularly delightful. Thanks.
They're still making SVU?
In part to
Ice-T.
Yeah, well, he's the only good part about that show, unfortunately.
What?
Yes, exactly.
We also have Imogen Heap coming back out with Sparks, her new album. And Jack White's album Lazaretto finally drops after the single.
The three songs he's released are badass.
Jack White?
Yeah.
And also Or.
He's been the
all your Or fans, they're coming
oh,
out.
They are.
I know.
Did they sing that? That was a crazy game. Well, with
yes.
Yeah, I'm not in college anymore, so therefore I don't give a shit.
You make fun
about
of Black Keys and Meg White.
Yeah. And Adele.
Why not? Then on June 17th, we have David Gray coming out with a new album.
Woo! Do not fucking hate on David Gray.
I like David Gray.
Great quality.
Also for all you
Babylon.
All you Dead Mouse fans.
Babylon.
Dead Mouse has a new album called White. One is less than two.
Also, the Dead Mouse, the Black Keys album that was produced by Dead Mouse is really good.
Lana Del Rey's album.
It's really
drops.
Sad, though.
It's called Ultraviolence.
I like her version of a... Dream Come True, whatever, the Sleeping Beauty.
She just needs to speed up her song.
Is there any
so
Insane
slow.
Clown Posse album coming out this year?
No, there's not.
So
but Jennifer Lopez.
She's like over her own singing.
They're doing their, just trying to restart their.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
We
know about
Jennifer, Jennifer Lopez has a new album, a.k.a.
Who gives a shit?
Everybody.
Nobody gets.
Jennifer Lopez.
Sam Smith's album comes out in The Lonely Hour. He's blowing up.
I can't enjoy it.
I can't name one Jennifer Lopez song, unfortunately.
Taco Flavored Kisses.
That's a great song. That's her best.
That is not a good song.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Taco Flavored Kisses is her best song. That's her best song. Have you never heard Taco Flavored Kisses? You need to listen to it.
Wait. On June 23rd, Anne Berlin's releasing their final album, guys. They're breaking up.
Oh,
who? Why?
I don't know.
Super Christian band.
Who is?
Super bored. Anne Berlin.
And then also on June 23rd, Ed Sheeran's new album drops. So
what an ugly motherfucker Ed Sheeran.
But
he sings like an angel, though.
He's very pretty. Okay, I didn't think he's attractive, but like,
Taylor Swift gave
him
some.
They said something on the radio, too, saying, like,
she's given a lot of people
some.
Who
is she on Ed Sheeran? He's such a good-looking ginger or something.
That is so insulting because there is so
it's an oxymoron.
Many good-looking
ginger. It's an oxymoron.
Name five. Go ahead, just name five.
All the Weasleys.
No.
Seamus.
The guy pretending
Weasley.
Ron Weasley.
That's three.
Oh, Dominic. Or what's
Conan?
His name?
Conan.
Yes, that one is also very attractive. All the boys that played a Weasley brother.
That's what I said. I knew you were going to say that.
Seamus from
Weasley.
WWE.
To be okay with
Conan.
The red fuzzies.
Conan is attractive.
The kid who played Macaulay Culkin's brother on Home Alone.
No.
That retarded
Buzz?
Yeah.
Buzz!
Buzz!
He was in Blue Ruin.
He was. Both serial killers now.
Blue? Really?
Really?
Yeah.
He was the guy's
he's
friend with the gun.
He looks like he has a little bit of, like, he's been touched.
By an angel?
Like his hair, like he
by
had
an
a reach birth.
Oh my
and
God.
Didn't have enough energy.
What the hell are we talking about?
He doesn't do
that is music
talk.
Releases.
Yeah, move on.
Can we talk about
it? Wait, what books are coming out this month?
Yeah,
books.
How about books?
Well, there are a bunch of really good
books. He has a voice of an angel, though.
Including Stephen King's new book, Mr. Mercedes, is coming out.
Blue looks awesome.
On June 3rd.
Probably.
There is also one book that I've been really looking forward to, which is Hillary Rodham Clinton's autobiography that's coming out on June 10th called Hard Choices.
AKA I'm a Robot.
I'm excited about it, guys. I don't give a shit about it.
I'm a robot.
Hard Choices.
Also, this book has been getting, it was actually a May
choice.
Release, but it's still getting a lot of buzz, and that's called No Place to Hide, and it's about Edward Snowden. So if you wanted a little bit more information on the NSA sort of wiretapping, it's a pretty,
I have
a pretty
been
good
waiting
read.
For
I know
this.
You guys have been waiting for that one.
I'm excited. What's it
and,
called again?
And the new Jan Ivanovich book, Top Secret 21, is also coming out. The new Stephanie Plum book. Those are very popular amongst
us. Is it number 21?
It's a secret.
No.
Yeah,
actually.
It is about
I don't
secret.
Know why I said that.
No.
Nope.
Not at all.
Yes, it is. And
whoa,
then
whoa, whoa.
Also, something to look forward to is the new Deborah Harkness book. It's the third in her series. This is the book of life, and that comes out at the end of the month.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah. I get that shit out. I know nobody listening to this actually reads.
Yeah, they fast forward through.
They're like, was it coming out as a movie?
Yeah.
That's not
true. That used to be my motto. People say read the book. I've been just wait for the movie.
What's your motto now? That used to be your motto.
It's still her motto. Yeah. I read Fifty Shades of Grey. Just
whoa.
The first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all
I'll read one book.
One book.
That's my new motto.
Here's some comics that came out this week. For Archie Pete fans, Jughead and Archie Double Digest. also, Sonic Super Size Digest.
Double Digest. What are they doing to each other?
I'm going to like things I know. So DC Comics. Okay, Adventures of Superman, number 13. Aquaman, number 31.
What?
Everyone loves Aquaman.
This should be a whole segment right here.
We got another Batman.
Yeah, yep.
31.
Like 30 of them.
Number 31.
Wow, they're at 31 of the new DC. 52.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Any Marvel?
Yep, here's the Marvels.
Here's some Marvels for you.
Okay, all new Invaders, number 5.
Ooh, sweet.
The Amazing Spider-Man, number 1. Avengers, number 30.
Number 30,
Let's see if there's something. Fantastic Four. Number 5.
But we don't talk about it.
But they're canceling it.
They're
going to
cancel it. Right? Okay,
yeah.
Iron Man, number 26.
It's the best number for him.
What about Mighty Avengers, number 10?
Ooh, Mighty.
Ooh, Mighty.
And there's a She-Hulk.
Yeah,
there is She-Hulk.
There is
number
a She-Hulk.
3.
Big,
and
big lady.
I would like to say that China, the former wrestler, was in the She-Hulk porn.
Wow, that She-Hulk
is
perfect. Perfect for that.
Brian's one of the only three people
who
watch
it. Why don't we ever have porn news? That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time, we'll do porn news for
on
Comic
36.
News.
What's his name? Is it Ron something?
Jeremy?
No one wants to see China.
Well, I did just watch the entire sex
he's
awards
he's
or
Brian's
whatever
dad
on Stars.
ABN Awards?
Ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't the ABN Awards. It was a different one. And
I don't watch the other
one. It was real sad.
So
like, those girls are
Brian
real
and
sad. The
heavens.
They gave a Lifetime Achievement Award to Ron Jeremy. And it was
thank you for your
penis,
Ron.
You kind of look like him a little.
A little bit. That's all I want. That's all I want.
That's the best thing
said
all day.
In the mustache area.
He looks more
in
like
the mustache area
the
right here.
I watched
like
his entire Surreal Life season. The season when he
was
on was Surreal
good.
Life. I watched. That was like a good season.
He's kind of... He's really...
There's a Wolverine number
he's really
frugal.
Who was the one chick who kept wanting to see the penis? She was always like, let me see it.
Was it
Janice,
younger?
Janice Dickinson?
No.
One of those chicks was always asking to
it was
see
a young girl, right?
Yeah.
It was like somebody young and stupid. There
was
it
the one that married Greg Brady?
It might have been.
Adrian. No, that was like a different season.
She married Peter.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Brady.
Peter.
They had their
Peter.
Own,
right.
And then they're not
yeah.
older no longer.
Peter.
Yeah, they're...
I thought they were going to last just for a second. Hollywood.
Wayne
TV shows? What can we look forward to? TV shows.
So, some upcoming TV shows. The greatness of June 27th is Girl Meets World, bitches.
Hell yeah!
I knew
yes.
y'all get excited about that.
I'm excited.
There's Savage. Confirmed pretty much everyone in the cast will make an appearance.
Including Mr. Feeney?
Yes.
Well, he's like the,
is he still
like
alive?
The district principal
yeah,
of everything.
Of the whole area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool, yeah.
Ben Savage, Corey, will be a history teacher.
Yeah.
And he'll pretty much
just like Mr.
be his daughter's lead, you know. And then,
yeah, his brother isn't doing anything in real life. Neither is Ryder
Strong. He'll be in it. Ryder Strong will be in it. And,
what about the Fox brother, Matthew?
Is he in it?
Yeah, he was the last few seasons. He came
yeah,
in.
He
was a half brother of Ryder Strong's
guy. Lawrence. Joe
yeah,
and his
Matthew
brother.
Fox. You don't remember Matthew Fox?
It's
he's part of five.
Yeah, and his Blossom can come back.
Hey, Matthew.
Fox.
It's Matthew Lawrence.
Matthew Lawrence.
Did he die? I don't know.
Dude. True story. A year ago, they
you
had
met
boy
me-
they had
I was
boy
making
meets
out
world.
With Matthew Lawrence.
I was
in a bar.
They had the reunion, the Boy Meets World reunion at the ATX Festival down in Austin last year.
Oh.
And Matthew Lawrence,
yeah.
total babe, has not aged.
Oh, he is still hot as hell.
So hot.
Andrew Lawrence, though.
Ooh. I saw an episode of Wilson Joey, and I was like, "That is how you feel."
Hey-o.
You did not get your.
Is he the baby one?
Yeah.
And then there's the middle Joey.
Joey
yeah.
still looks good.
Joey's the oldest one.
Yeah, sorry.
But
yeah.
he looks
Joey's
good.
Joey's bald
he looks
these
good.
Days.
No, he chooses
days.
To shave his head.
He
which,
has
yeah,
some
weird.
No, he has hair on his on that show.
Oh, his hair.
I thought
does.
You were gonna say not on his head.
He's got hair. He's
not hair. It's just down there.
What else we got?
Continue, buddy.
Well, minus the Lawrence brothers' return to heaven. AMC that we brought up earlier has Hulk catch fire.
Yes, that looks really
looks
good.
Really good.
I did not care for the pilot.
But you don't like Lee Pace? Lee Pace is great.
What? It's a special effects.
It's Scoots.
It's about Dallas.
Scoot.
Scoot McNair.
I will watch the whole show because I fucking love Scoot and I love
and
Mackenzie
Davis.
Lee Pace is amazing.
Lee Pace is great.
And we know the person that
the pilot
created it, Chris Cantwell. He's from Dallas.
I love
Scoot.
I also didn't care for the pilot of Turn, and it took only 6 episodes to get interesting. So there you go. Oh,
I stopped watching after
that sucks.
The first one.
HBO has a really big one coming out from Damon Lindelof.
Oh,
the Leftovers.
Leftovers looks interesting.
Really Leftovers. Tom Perotta's novel. It's going to be dark. It's going to be kind of
and True Blood.
It's way too exploitative. It's very much like. They are trying so hard to, like, hit every single, like, this is what life looks like after a year with nobody on it, and you're sad, and, like, kids are just fucking everywhere, and doing drugs, and shoving things in their faces.
And only, like, 2% leave. Like,
how
yeah,
are we not
like
doing
kids.
That now, by
it
the
was,
way?
Yeah.
If the last
that's
time I checked,
problem with it is,
all
it's
kids
like,
are doing
it's,
that.
It,
no, I think
it's
2%
just,
are left, Andrew.
No,
only
2%
go
leave.
Miss.
Which, I'm like, really? 2%? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you want the opposite of that,
yeah.
Also premiering this month is Last Ship, which gets rid of 80% of the population.
That one's
it's
really
McSteamy
good.
Saving the world, and it looks fucking awesome.
I've seen the first two episodes
McSteamy,
of that.
Is that Eric Bane?
Eric Bane's in it. There's a lot of good people in it.
Looks fucking awesome.
It's like, it's kind of like The Walking Dead.
Adam Baldwin's in it.
I'm
that's
sold.
What happens
yeah.
is the ship goes off to, they're sent on the secret mission for 6 months. When they come back out, they find that 80% of the population has died, and what the fuck is going to happen? And it is dark for US. It's on TNT.
TNT, yeah.
And it is bleak and dark, and it's
sweet.
Super good.
And I do want to tell you all of a show you should not watch.
Okay.
What?
NBC has a show called Taxi Brooklyn. It's based on a
great Brooklyn?
Film, Taxi.
With Queen Latifah?
Queen Latifah.
With Jimmy Fallon?
But they've switched the roles.
I mean, Taxi
the
Driver.
The Taxi Driver's a guy. The detective's a girl. Instead of a comedy, drama.
No.
Nope.
So don't go fucking see this.
No, that's
what
it's probably better than the movie, though.
That's all
it might be better than the movie.
Also, which
go
you
fuck
mentioned,
yourself,
that movie is not
a... Orange is the New Black, season 2.
I was
years.
Just doing new shows.
When
does
that
premiere?
June 6.
June
6. Oh, guys.
I'm going to be super
and
busy.
And people are saying, the early reviews, everyone's saying this season's
I
amazing.
I don't know why I'm watching it.
Is Laura
cool.
Poupon, what the hell is her name?
Yeah, she's back.
And she also confirmed that she's... coming back for the third season.
Yeah, she's like, I have nothing else to do.
She's
really
hot.
Doesn't.
Yeah, what else is she
what,
doing?
I mean, Scientology was going to let her out for a little while.
Yeah.
Oh, and if y'all want a cool sci-fi show, Dominion with...
Are you sure about that?
I like Alan Dale. He's in it.
Based off the movie with our favorite actor.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Paul Bettany. He's not in
Paul
it.
Bettany.
He's not in it. Sorry, TV
what?
News was bad.
What? Our favorite
no,
queen.
TV's good.
Not Randy.
All right, what movies can we see this month?
A lot.
Nothing.
Well, coming out June 6th, we've got Obvious Child with Jenny Slate. It's,
everyone
so
should
good.
See that.
It's really good.
Jenny Slate, an upcoming comedian.
Did you watch it?
I totally forgot to like confirm that interview.
You still have time. It's
you
like the 12th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just confirmed.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah, all right.
And then, of course... Fault in Our Stars, which I'm sure Gwen...
Oh my
I'm
God,
still
I,
fucking crying.
Guys, I cried so hard in that movie, but I only had one tissue because of this girl right here. I had,
you stole
I
all
went
her
to,
tissues?
No,
no,
I gave her...
No, she gave us both tissues.
Yeah, I held my shit together. I got so congested.
Oh, me too.
And I had to go to bed early that night.
I cried my ass out.
I cried in my car after the movie was over, and then I went home. And
that's
I cried more.
Yeah, F you, John Green. You
and
know
even,
it so
even
well.
Even before I interviewed the people, I was crying while writing the questions. Because I was thinking about the
she's crying
movie.
Right now.
Yeah. So sad. But it's one
a
of
very
those.
Good
it's a really
show.
Good movie. It's
so
good,
good.
Good team.
How film. To live your life even when you're facing death.
And Nat Wolff. Incredible. Blind kid.
Love it. Anson Elgart is also great.
Yes, he is great.
Apparently he
not
got
so
a,
great
little
in
too, a little too drunk to come down and do Q&As.
Is that what it was?
For sure.
I just thought he'd fly out.
Are we bringing it up?
Yeah, I'm going to call it out.
All right, what
I'm
else do you have?
Anybody that doesn't
Dutch.
Show up for press.
And then also that week, next week in Edge of Tomorrow, Tom Cruise.
Your brother
and
Adam.
It's good.
And I was like,
It looks very interesting.
Script was awesome.
Because
Tom Cruise
good?
Is hit or miss.
It's good. Oh, it's good.
Oh, you've seen it?
What's the script say? We're going to do Groundhog Day with, like, war.
No.
That's what I have.
That's
this week.
Basically.
What a great pitch.
Just go watch it.
You do think it's
just go watch it.
You get Emily Blunt, and we'll do Groundhog Day in war.
And then
that's tomorrow.
Yeah. June 13th,
so
we have
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
I can't see that.
June 13th, we have two big releases.
I
have
can see it, but...
How to Train Your Dragon 2, which we're talking about
it's
right now.
That matters. How to Train
which
Your
is
Dragon
supposed
that
to be better than the first one.
Oh,
yeah,
oh my god.
You know, the DreamWorks
I'm still waiting. They do
out.
A How to Train Your Dragon live show, and I'm still waiting for it to come to Dallas. Like, I will tolerate children and go watch that. Live dragon.
I never saw the first How to Train Your Dragon, so it's like...
Oh,
are you serious?
It's good. It's good.
So
it's good.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
it's one of the best animated films of the last decade.
Wow. It's also really bleak, and that's what's great about it.
The kid's awesome, though.
It goes pretty dark for a PG. It was like a PG movie, too.
Some shit goes
on. Then we have 22 Jump Street as well.
Yeah!
And the sequel to 21 Jump Street.
So great. It's helped me appreciate Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I just thought he was an annoying little fucker, but he's actually pretty good.
He comedy's good.
He's pretty good.
And Jonah Hill's okay. Foxcatcher,
if he's getting Oscar.
Oh, yeah, Foxcatcher.
I can't wait to Foxcatcher.
June 20th, we got a Think Like a Man 2.
Guys, I'm totally on board with that because I watched the first one.
The first one was better than I thought.
This is like the eighth Kevin
Hart
movie this year.
I didn't watch it for work, and it was better than I thought.
Yeah, I'm totally on board.
But, you know.
I drink vitamin water because of him.
That little guy was
Kevin Hart.
He's a little played out of too much. He's in like 30 movies this year. It's going to be ridiculous. That is playing against Jersey Boys.
Not interested at all. You know,
me neither.
Here's the thing. I can't with Clint Eastwood. I have tried his direct. When he directs a movie, it is boring.
I don't know. It's got the guy from Boardwalk Empire.
Also, I hated that musical.
Really? Well, tell us
like
how you
Jersey
really
Boys.
Feel.
I don't like it.
It's a good story, guys.
Susan and I will go watch Think Like a Man 2. You guys enjoy your Jersey Boys.
Tell us how Jersey Boys.
You and the old ladies go enjoy Jersey Boys.
You know what? Me and those old ladies are going to have a blast.
Rocking
fucking good time.
Also expanding June 20th is Anna with Scarlett Johansson.
I really want to see that.
Does anyone see
fighting...
What?
Good?
Anna?
Because that was a diff, right?
I mean... Lucy?
Anna, is it? Oh. Is it Lucy? It's Anna.
Oh.
Wait, those are
it's her
different
as a,
there's two different movies.
Isn't that? Okay, I don't know which one it is.
Okay, Anna's the one with the...
Anna has Mark Strong.
Yeah, with that.
Anna has Mark Strong.
I don't know what that was about.
There. Anna was the...
The Mark Strong movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Lucy, but, that one I'll watch.
I liked that weird one where she played a sex worker or whatever. The Russian one that just came out.
That's my favorite movie.
When she gets burned alive. That was a good one.
What?
In the June 27th, we have
Under the
Skin. Alien?
We have Snowpiercer.
A Russian
which
sex
I'm not really sure what that
what
is.
What is Snowpiercer,
Adam?
It's Bong Joon Jung.
Yeah, but that's the movie the Weinstein brothers fucked over.
No, but no, they let him.
They're going to let him do the real
cool
cut.
Movie? Yeah, it stars
it
Chris Evans.
It's a kick-ass movie. Cut it down.
It's based on a graphic novel where it's all. It's like a futuristic post-apocalyptic world all set on a train.
Oh, instead of a ship.
And it came out in England like a year ago.
Yeah, it came
it
out
did really
year.
Well in England.
Yeah.
People
Tilda
liked
Swinton's
it.
About
so
that,
it. That's going up against Transformers, Age of Extinction.
Oh my god, Transformer!
Hey, look what I found. I found a Transformer movie.
Can
that,
we do that from now on? Like, this movie's coming out and it's going up against this one. It's like, no one
I think I found
it.
A Transformer!
Oh my god.
Well, I'll be surprised. I mean, Transformers may do well, though.
Yeah, they'll do well.
They'll do well.
They'll definitely do well.
Yeah, there are a lot of retarded people.
It makes
all the
money overseas.
A
lot of dumbass people.
Too.
Hey, it's got some Dinobots in it. Oh my god. They look like.
There's
they
also
look
blind
like
people
that can't see.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Say hi to your mother for me. He helped him his prime. Say hello to your mother for me. So,
is he dying?
I like Mark Wahlberg. He's a really hard worker.
It's only.
He's up for a 3-picture deal, though. So 3-picture.
I wish Shia LaBeouf didn't go crazy so he could be in these movies. Pisses me off.
Who? Shia LaBeouf?
Yes, he just became my, like, number one, my love of my life, basically. And now he's psychotic.
And then you moved on to Bieber, and now
maybe
Bieber.
Maybe you do. Maybe
you
just,
did
like,
you watch Holes?
No, now Miles Teller's my number one.
You know that Holes. Just
wait for him. Miles Teller does not look like he's super sane, either. No. Guys, spoiler alert, totally watched Spectacular Now. Hated it.
Why?
What?
Not like
you're
that
wrong.
Movie.
You're
you
wrong.
Are ridiculous.
That's,
you are
that
wrong.
Hurt. You should watch it.
But,
not on the hype.
It is a bit
kind of
a bit of an alcohol.
I felt like it was going to be way more intense, and that there was going to be like some sort of explosion of emotion, and it was just like,
And I was like, I loved it.
Someone has no heart.
No, I have a big heart. I just wanted to watch her like stand up for herself.
Heart.
And she was just like, okay, I'm going to go to college and I'm going to accept you back now that you broke my heart. Fuck that shit.
We don't know.
And you got me in my car.
Yeah,
she
totally
smiled at him
yeah,
in the end.
Anything.
She
don't know.
He's going to work at it.
We'll see in part two. I'm sure they're making
What else you got?
That is it, actually. That's
that
the
is
releases.
The releases.
The releases in June.
I thought that was
that was good.
Yeah.
Good job,
my money will go to all of this.
So yeah,
that's our releases, guys.
Number one.
Check them out.
Don't go see
probably,
Transformers. Skip it.
Out of all of it, people should see Obvious Child and Fault in Our Stars.
I
want to
see
Obvious
Jenny Slate. Quality.
22 Jump Street.
I just know.
Well, that
I love Jenny Slate so much.
Thank you.